about myself. I was doing middle market investment banking in New York City. And in 2007, I was working with early stage companies and startups and wanted to make it a company, you know, make it a business. I grew up in Silicon Valley. And when you grow up there, you realize everyone has to start a company once. So I tried it. 2007 was great. 2008 was pretty good until the end. In 2009, everything just collapsed with the recession. And I really hit a financial bottom. I mean, I was so broke. I used all of my savings. I maxed out credit cards. I don't have parents or grandparents. So financially, I'm on my own. And it really is a one-woman show. And it got so bad that I had to stop and say, okay, do I really want to do this? You know, why am I running this company? And it's at our lowest points that we find out the most about ourselves. And I realized that, yes, you know, leaving an industry where I'm making rich people richer and starting a little company where I'm helping the average Joe and the average Jane realize their dream and build their companies and raise capital, that's where I wanted to be. My grandparents immigrated to the country from Mexico. And so I think it's really in my blood and in my heritage that I want to make a difference, that I want to help people. I feel so lucky to be in this country. So it was really when I became, as they say, you know, purpose driven, and I had a mission in life, that I became so passionate and started working a lot with a hypnotherapist that I said in the past, and the last time I was on this show, I work with a woman called Trudy Beer, and she talks a lot about, you know, meditating and visualizing and prayer and meditation and figuring out, you know, what is your real purpose in life? You know, what are you here for? Are you here just to go work, you know, 9 to 5 to make other people rich, or do you want to make a difference? And once I did that, I realized that when I am aligned with my vision and my purpose in life, the universe conspires for me. And I have two really funny stories from clients who I advise startups. So I had this one client, 2-year-old company, really young guys. They just got seed funding. And the guys, the investor said, but you got to move to San Francisco. You know, we're only going to fund you if you come to San Francisco where we are. They said, great, let's do it. But the one problem was they had bad credit. No one was going to rent them an office space because they were a startup. And I just kept telling them, I said, if you really want this and if you think this is the right thing, let's just believe it's going to happen. So we started looking for places. The first application we filled out was a place we really felt right about. It was just the right place. We got it. And I was so ready to beg, borrow, co-sign, everything. And I kept telling the client that, you know, if you feel passionate and you really believe in what you're doing here, you got to just keep going for things.